You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. Discovery is so powerful that when you start getting into your creative freedom, you might actually discover a whole new set of challenges and problems that may surprise you. What I'm talking about is reflected in my own choices today. I'll show you on the calculator the options I have today. I have the calculator pulled up right here, starting at zero. I currently charge $300 an hour, technically $299. On Patreon is the cheapest I offer, unless you get 25 hours, at which case I give a discount, it's $249 an hour. If you hire me for 25 hours a month, that's the minimum I currently charge. If I lowered my rate down to $150 an hour, I'm fairly certain that I would be working full-time fairly quickly. If I do that in the calculator, $150 an hour times 40 hours a week equals $6,000 a week. Now that's pre-tax and everything else. I will do one more multiplication times 50, let's say, take a couple weeks off. I think if I charged $150 an hour based on what I've done in the past, people nearly instantly booking up my time at that rate, that I could make around $300,000 a year working full time. The tax on that would be close to $100,000 a year, more than likely. I would also have almost no expenses out of that, meaning I think I could fairly easily make $200,000 profit after taxes, take home pay, if I charged $150 an hour, because discovery is that powerful. I will soon explain to you exactly how to set up this powerful level of discovery. I share this with you beforehand because discovery is so powerful. If you are willing to follow through with the process of setting everything up to be discovered, it actually will bring more choices and make life more challenging. Today, I face the choice of, according to the math and my data, that I very easily could make about $300,000 a year serving clients. I choose not to do that today. Instead, to sit here, or stand here technically, and make new classes with you, because I have a passion for doing this. I feel this is how I can make the greatest contribution, even if it makes significantly less money in the short term. I think in the long term, I could actually make comparable or more by doing what I'm doing now. However, for now, I am accepting more than likely hundreds of thousands of dollars less by doing this as compared to just serving clients. Discovery is so powerful that it gives me challenges today. It forces me to bring out some of these deeper reasons that I'm doing my business. And I've made a lot of mistakes in my business. Having the freedom to do whatever you want in your business, in your life, can be very challenging. This is why people that go to prison and get used to being institutionalized, I do have a master's in criminal justice, Jerry. This is one of the only areas of education I have a valid point to talk about, right? In criminal justice, both from firsthand experience, working in prison and law enforcement and studying the data, often people reoffend simply because they don't know how to live anymore outside of the structured environment of prison. Most of us as human beings do better, and it's easier to be happy with simple lives that don't have a bunch of choices. These tools are so powerful for discovery that it's like giving you a fast car to drive. If I give you a bike to ride, now sure, you may get hit by a car and get killed, and that can be very dangerous. So maybe not a good example, Jerry. If I give you a car that doesn't go very fast, what is possible is different than if I give you a sports car. It's much easier with setting all these things up in Discovery to get yourself in trouble, so to speak. It's so powerful that you literally can make the life of your dreams. You can make more money than you'd ever imagine. You can end up doing a bunch of things and setting things up that you don't even want to do. I'm not sure that I would enjoy serving clients for 40 hours a week, knowing that I then did not have time to make any more classes, audiobooks, or Kindle, Amazon, CreateSpace books. I'm not sure if I would be happy just trying to maximize my income without considering my contribution to the whole. I'm grateful today to have so much creative freedom, and I'm not willing to give that up for $100,000. Now, it may not come down to that. I may actually make more money. I've had the best year so far of my business last year, and I served very few clients. Most all my money came in from online course sales. I've recently changed my business so that anyone can experience my courses online for free. That may cost me $50,000 or $100,000 in sales. And I'd love to have that money. My family has $250,000 in debt, nearly all student loans and one car payment. I enjoy having money. I like being able to pay down my debts. I would like to be debt-free. I value my creative freedom a lot. My creative freedom is a precious gift. The ability to simply step up here and share what's in my heart is an amazing gift. When you get used to having that gift, you may be surprised that you don't want to give it up, or you may find you make yourself miserable by giving it up so easily. While you might originally, as I did, set up my YouTube channel and start going forward with these methods I show you to get discovered. While I originally did that with the hope to be able to hire clients, get hired by clients, and also hire other freelancers to build my business, while I set that up with the hope of getting hired at a better hourly rate, I quickly found that I enjoyed doing the work so much more than doing work for clients. Now, your experience may differ. The surprising thing I've found is that having more choices is more difficult. How do I manage all of the choices and all the things I could do today? The only way I'm able to do that is to follow my heart, to do what feels right. And this eliminates all the other choices. From a simple point of rationally writing a list down and deciding things and doing it in my mind, it's almost impossible. I have so many choices today that it forces me to really dig deep down and look at why I'm working. Why am I doing this? Do I just want to make money and get my debts paid down and get financially free? Am I just doing this because I want to change the world? Why am I really doing this? Discovery is so powerful that when you use it well, you may bring down the whole life you're living. When you start being able to make more money than you've ever imagined, reach more people, do the things that you've dreamed about and fantasized, it may bring down the whole rest of the mental structures in your mind. I don't know your specific situation. It's so powerful that for me, it has been a huge transformation in my life. And it's brought down a lot of the other things I've done in my life. The more I follow my creative freedom, the more I've dropped things that I've done for a long time in my life. The more I've been guided away from doing things that aren't a part of my creative freedom. The more I've had to make tough choices, like setting my hourly rate at $300 an hour is a tough choice because I realize very few people want to pay that. And it's very tempting to set it at a lower hourly rate where I could just immediately get a bunch more money in the door. I would guess that I could probably get thousands of dollars more in the door within a month of setting my rate lower. It's tempting to do that. The challenge is the more you get clients and focus on money often, the less you're able to follow your creative freedom. Because when people and companies pay you, they expect you to do what they want within their guidelines. And often, following my heart and my creative freedom doesn't fit nicely within what a client wants me to do. It's wonderful to have choices today, but it's also limiting because I only have the power, I only have the energy to make so many decisions. Often, at the end of the day, it's challenging for me to even be able to decide things like where to sit. Because I've made so many decisions already, there's just nothing left to make decisions. I have kind of an apathy. I realize it matters where I sit, but I don't know where to sit. I literally end up asking people, where do you think I should sit? This is why I think that some people, for example, Mark Zuckerberg, he doesn't make choices about what he wears. I mean, sure, he has a hoodie and he has t-shirts. They're all the same color. His closet is free from the choice of having to figure out what he wears. And I've started to do a bunch of things like this as well. I have all shirts that I want to wear. I simply hang them up and then I go from the first shirt back. And I just pick one pair of shorts. I don't pick out an outfit, so to speak. I try and make my life as ultra simple as possible. This discovery process and the rewards you get from it are a lot to handle. And this is why many people don't even get started with them. It's challenging to set up, and then the rewards are challenging to deal with. It's an awesome opportunity for personal growth. It's an awesome opportunity for service. And if you're the kind of person who likes a challenge, I think you will never be able to go back to the hunt of being in sending resumes out and trying to get jobs. Once you unlock your creative freedom, once you get into the power of discovery, it's liberating and it's so challenging. I appreciate today the simplicity why many people, like I have a family member who has a great job, and he says, I go into work and I like that they tell me what I need to do. I can't imagine how you figure out what you're doing every day when you can do whatever you want. My wife says much the same thing. She likes to have structured boundaries to work in because she knows what to do. How do I know what to do? I have thousands of things, probably tens of thousands of things I could do. And it gets tempting to start really digging into that. Saying, you know what, if I wanted to, I could go buy an Xbox right now, hook it up, and play Call of Duty right now if I wanted to. And make videos. And actually, not make much money, but make a little bit of money doing that and have lots of people watching. Maybe. I could download and play League of Legends right now. I could do my podcast right now. I could do a different video course right now. I've got a bunch of other video course ideas. I could sit down, stand up, and write a blog post. I can answer questions in my Facebook group. I could go watch other people's Skillshare courses or Amazon Prime videos. I could watch TV. Having a freedom is tough. And often having freedom brings out the worst first. And this is all, you're like, wow, why would you tell me all this? Because this is a lot of the biggest difficulties I've been through. Many of us aren't prepared to handle success. We aren't prepared to handle things going well. This is why many of us self-sabotage all the time. Because we really honestly don't want to see what success is like. What do you mean? I could do whatever I want to for work every day. That's an overwhelming proposition. And I stopped to talk about this because this particular aspect of it on an unconscious level may be blocking from going forward. This may be the thing that when I show how to do some of these methods of discovery, you might think, oh, well, I can't do that, or that won't work for me. What I've found is that I'm more afraid of things going well than things going bad. Because things going bad, there's so much company. I can always complain about it, make myself out as a victim, cry about it, and get a bunch of attention. Oh, poor me, things have went bad. Our world, we tend to isolate the winner when things go well. What do you do then? Often, many of us feel like we don't deserve to have things go well deep down. We don't deserve to have a best-selling book. We don't deserve to do a lot of good for people. We don't deserve to be able to go into work and do whatever we want to every day and get paid for. We don't deserve to be able to charge $150 an hour or $300 an hour or $50. We don't deserve to be able to do the work we really want. A lot of us feel deep down that we deserve to be condemned and punished. We deserve to go to jobs we hate and complain about it. And we find comfort in being miserable. We find comfort in going to a job we don't like, going home, using some method to cope with it, complaining about it, and feeling like the world's doing us wrong. I found same thing with sobriety. There was this comfortable misery, this predictable life of drinking and having everything go down the drain. The idea of actually having a great life was very scary. Actually having a wonderful work life may be scary. And these fears are often unconscious. What they'll come out in is the form of self-sabotage. They'll come out in the form of impatience. They'll come out in the form of disbelief. Well, that guy's full of crap. He can't possibly be doing something that I can do also. Or that's great for him. He's got 1,000 videos up on YouTube, but there's no point in me going and trying to put videos up. I'll never have 1,000 videos. I remember seeing a Udemy promotional announcement from a guy that had 20 online courses, I think in 2013, just after I'd started on Udemy. And I thought if I had 20 courses online, I'd have it made. But deep down, I didn't believe that I could really do that. I was afraid to have that full creative power because even with working my business online for years, I still did not feel comfortable being able to do whatever I wanted. That's why I gravitated toward having clients tell me what to do. That's why I tried to get as many clients as possible. And I was very hesitant to get into something like teaching where I could really have creative freedom. I liked having clients say, this is what you need to do. But at the same time, I did not like essentially making myself a new job. I was sick of being on the hunt. I was attracted to set up and start doing discovery because I could see it was a much bigger challenge than I'd ever taken on. And deep down, we want challenge. We want life to be interesting. We want things to be fun. We want to learn and grow. But fear, often unconscious fear, blocks us. Or say, well, I'm just going to keep taking the clients. I'll just stay at the job I have. I'll just stay with the partner I'm with. Because even though I'm not happy, well, then I might be more unhappy if I try something new. For me, I'm grateful that I wasn't willing to stay with all the partners I met before my wife because I've seen friends and family who've married people because they didn't want to be alone. Not because they really love their partner, but in their own words, because they were afraid of being single again and trying to do better. That they worked so hard to not be alone that it wasn't worth giving up a partner who was okay in favor of maybe finding the love of their life. And that's exactly what a lot of us do with work. Well, I'm not going to give up a job that will pay my bills, even though I don't like it, even though I complain about it all the time. Creative freedom is an amazing thing. It's tough, too. It promotes all the worst to come out. For me, all the worst has come out for having creative freedom. I've been working for years to see into all of the worst parts of me. And a lot of them came out. That ego, that I'm a big deal, that drama queen, that came out with my creative freedom. Having things go really well in my business online encouraged me and gave me the power to behave badly lots of times. to try and dominate other people, to try and do whatever it took to get ahead of other people. Oh, sure, if I need to pay 1,000 people to review my courses, let's do it. I got the money, let's make sure that my courses absolutely dominate the marketplace. And that when someone searches, no one else's courses will look good. I will pay to get this artificial boost on the other people in the market. I have done things like write back reviews when people have taken the time, paid the money to take one of my courses, they're hurt, they leave a negative review because they didn't like it. I have taken the time to sit there and make them look bad, to intentionally try and make them look stupid so that if someone else reads the review, and try and do it in a nice enough way, thinking about the person reading both the original review and my response. A lot of the worst of me has come out. I've spent money on really stupid things. For example, I didn't think a $900 a month car payment would be a big deal. And after losing the Udemy money, a $900 a month car payment seems like a pretty big deal. Now, sure, I could have done it worse. I could have, instead of buying a car for $48,000, I could have bought one for more. But that was a fairly foolish expense. I love the car. I bought a Toyota RAV4 Limited Hybrid. It's really nice. Well, was that a good thing to do when I already had $200,000 in debt and student loans to be thinking about to buy a $48,000 car? That was pretty foolish. And I'm making a car payment today, a year later. I've got 4 more years left on it. When things go really well, it allows for making lots of bad choices. Many of us, our lives that we're comfortably miserable in, also kind of protect us from ever really getting out and doing things that are ultra stupid, or from getting out and having the chance to show off the worst about ourselves. Now, it often still comes out one way or another, but our comfortably predictable lives often keep us in a box, in a prison that we feel we deserve to be in. So I'm grateful today you've enjoyed this or listened to this here with me. I hope this is helpful for you to both summon the courage to go forward and to say, this is exciting. Yes, I want to experience these challenges. I want to see what freedom's like. I want to be forced to do better in every single aspect of my life in having the burden of doing jobs I don't like removed forever. I want to try this today. I share this with you so that it balances everything out. What I've shared here is extremely powerful, and yet there's downsides to it as well. I'm grateful today that I have the creative freedom and the power to share this with you based on all the people who've helped me to be here with you today. Wow, you got all the way to the end of this video. Thank you very much for watching this. If you want to keep watching more videos like this where you take a look at the Jerry Banfield vlog playlist on YouTube and subscribe, because you'll find a lot more videos just like this where it's just a talking head video and I'm blah 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 about something. You also might enjoy my video tutorials by Jerry Banfield playlist, along with all the other tutorials and entertaining videos I release on YouTube. What you've just watched is a free preview from the full course named Employed. The idea of this course is to help you be employed doing work you love for the rest of your life, just as I do, which I'm so grateful for. I put all of the information I could think of to help you with this into one course that I imagine you will love and enjoy. And by buying the course, you will also be helping me to continue being here with you and employing others to do work they love collaborating with me. You'll find a link to take the course and maybe even a coupon in the description on Uthena.com, which is my video course platform. It'll look something like this when you go to check out. And you can also take the course right now on Skillshare. It's an 11-hour course. There's a link in the description for that as well. Will you please use the link to take it if you want to try Skillshare? Because what's cool about Skillshare, it gives you 2 months for free. And then there's, in addition to all my video courses, you can watch 25,000 plus other courses for $15 a month or $96 a year. For me, I've got a platform on Uthena that you also can get course bundles on. If you prefer one-time purchases or you want things like services, you may love using my Uthena platform. You also can listen to more episodes on my podcast for free at jerrybanfield.com/podcast, where you can get more of these kind of formats in just audio. Thank you very much for being here with me and taking a look at the employed course. We hope you love and enjoy it. If you'd like to, if you're so moved by this, you really just can't get enough Jerry Banfield, you can get that Jerry Banfield Forever All Course Bundle, which will give you all courses forever working that I make, all including the ones I narrate and the ones that I produce. If you want to have the best chance at being employed by me, I recommend becoming a Jerry Banfield partner. Several of the partners that have joined my group, yes, it's $1,000 cost today, but you get voice calls with me. You get a partners only Facebook group and Discord permission, along with private label rights to all my videos. Some of the partners have earned thousands of dollars working with me, because when I get to know you, I'm thinking, how can I help you earn $10,000 out of your partner membership? Lots of times it's just by helping me do what I already do. Thus, if you want to get in my inner circle, this is how you do it. Plus, this includes all the courses I make for life as well. Thank you for getting to the end of this video. I trust you'll leave a like on it if you enjoyed it. And I imagine, since you are one of the few that's made it all the way to the end, I'll be seeing you again real soon. Will you please join us as a subscriber on YouTube and as a follower on Facebook by liking the page? Because you made it this far in, I'm imagining you will love continuing to see more of the same kinds of videos from me each day.